Okay, hi, Dumpster Divas. We are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and of course, my sister, Kix. Hi, Kix.
Hi.
You are officially a year older as we're recording this. You had your birthday.
Indeed. I am 28.
Which is, I'm about to say the word famously that everyone keeps coming for us. Famously
no,
an old age.
No, for me. You're saying it now.
No, no, no. Someone on Twitter was like, let it be known that Tom also says it.
Okay, so people are talking about us on Twitter?
Yes. Kix, it's okay. I will never understand where you think this podcast goes. You're like people listen? Like, well, so tomorrow night, I want to say tomorrow night we're going to dinner for Kix's birthday. Kix, myself, and our friend Allison. And I was like, Kix, I think what would be really sweet is if for your birthday dinner, we let the listeners buy it. Because we have money to do that, which is like so cool. And Kix is like, I might cry when we get the check. And I'm like,
no, I could cry. I could cry now. I could cry then. I could have cried yesterday about it. So just let me know.
So I just want to let everyone know when you're listening to this, thank you for buying Kix about 20 glasses of wine.
No, it's going to be sangria tomorrow.
Sangria. Okay,
which is wine.
Which is wine. It's in the wine family. So yeah, happy belated birthday, Kix. We love you. And everyone listening loves you a lot too.
And our two guests.
And our two guests. We do have two guests.
They love me.
They do love you. Jury's out on me. Both are returning guests. You know them. You love them. Taria was here, I think, 2 weeks ago. But we have Taria of the What Else Is Going On podcast. You can follow her at WeGo on Instagram. And is that the same handle for Twitter? You don't tweet much. Or you do tweet much.
You're generous.
Yeah.
You get in mess on Twitter? No.
Well, it's on Instagram, so that means that I'm a mess both places, but
you always dabble. And then
what's
we're also
Twitter handle. Yeah.
Oh, TSFAISON.
Yes.
And just so we know, if I wasn't married, I'd probably be dating Kix.
Oh, there we go. I love
it.
Yeah. She'd be so into it.
I date you and your husband, so we can talk about that later.
Okay.
You know. Taria, you date Kix and I'll take Corey. Okay.
We'll be family for real.
Yeah, there you go. And then we're also joined by one of our best friends in the whole world, Bradley Gibson. You can follow him at BradGibson13 on Instagram, and you can also catch him on season 2 of Power, book 2, Ghost, which comes out soon, doesn't it? The trailer dropped a couple weeks ago.
The 21st? I'm not really sure. But Sunday this month. Actually, I forgot.
Can we talk about the other gig or is that top secret? I guess
no,
it was on Deadline.
Talk about it. It's up. I can't tell you.
Vulture posted about it.
Okay. So Bradley also will be starring sometime in 2022 in the...
Literally starring
in The Partner Track, which is a new series coming to Netflix created by the creator of Bridgerton. So check that out.
And he's kicking off his press tour here.
Deadline, everyone knows, Vulture, Dumpster Dive.
I've known Bradley too for a long time too, by the way. So
what a fun evening off, like getting to talk about my favorite.
I know. I was like texting you. I was like, are you on set today? Because I really wanted you to not be so we could dish a little bit tonight. Because I also miss you.
Shit. Because there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So much. I mean, we can kind of just jump in. Do we want to jump into the headlines?
What are the headlines?
I don't know if it's... I don't know if we... Do we want to?
Rhea's nodding and shaking her head all at once.
Because it's so much. I think Bravo is... Like Bravo retrograde. Bravo grade is having its own thing.
Yeah, it's...
That lot.
We found out this afternoon that, and once again, this is a big trigger warning for any non-white person that has, or just minority, like LGBTQIA+, anyone that does not belong to society's standards, quote unquote, aka Ramona's society standards, trigger warning. It has been revealed that there were 2 HR complaints filed during the season filming of Real Housewives of New York City, one of which filed by a cameraman or producer, someone behind the scenes at the fight at Luann's backyard, because when Ebony got up and left after Luann called Ebony an angry black woman, she said, see, this is the reason we don't have black people on this show. And so then Ebony found out about that and also filed a report against her as well.
And Ramona said, I didn't say that, which to I said, you're a liar, because there's no way.
Well, what exactly. was she? There's no world in which she's going to say I did. Like, right. like that's of course she's going to say that. Like, and she did say it. Like, there is no doubt in my mind. If I heard a rumor of this, but me two too. People coming forward saying it, it's like it happened.
But what I want to know is if you right before it came out, what was said? Somebody came out and said that. The cameraman or whoever, the production filed and Ebony filed basically in solidarity, and production's claims were corroborated, but Ebony's was not. So either way, you did something.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw half of her bullshit on TV, so I can only yeah. imagine what happens when the cameras aren't rolling.
I mean, we saw her All Lives Matter, so.
Yeah.
Remember?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. But not surprising. Ramona is... She's that lady.
Yeah.
She is. Yeah,
as Crystal says, are you that girl?
She is that girl. She's been that girl. She will always be that girl. Yeah. It's
and her COVID spouting and liking all this stuff about COVID and how it's related.
Oh God, the Holocaust. I forgot about that. Like,
oh, can we just kick her off? Like, I understand. Okay, so something that we've talked about is with OC. Sidebar is that we understand the need for OC and the people on there to have people of different values and ideals, as because it's the Real Housewives, quote unquote, of XYZ. But there's a level of harm versus like showing all of America that is the line has been crossed with Ramona. We saw it on TV. Now we're hearing about it offline. We've seen it on Instagram. We've seen her on Twitter. You know, it's like, we're now to a point where it is harmful. It's not just like, let's hear everybody's sides and bridge the gap. No, it's like becoming incredibly harmful.
And if you're going to keep her on the show, reprimand her and like make her an example, right? Mm-hmm. Because that also shows the world and shows how we should respond to issues. Like, keep her on the show, cool, but reprimand her. Or if you want to deal with it, remove her.
Right.
Well, and remember, let us all never forget Bravo's Racism in America, a movement, not a moment, multi-episode special they did. Wah, wah. For a moment, I believed that that was done with sincerity. And I really did, actually. And I feel like the Kylie Jenner clown meme. I'm like, I was like, look, Bravo, they get it, okay? It's like, first of all, who am I to be like, they, my white ass is like, they get the assignment, okay? It's
like. I thought so too until it faded. Well, I'll say when I initially heard it, I didn't think they got it because remember they wanted it on IG and wasn't even consider having it on their own network.
I didn't know that.
Something free versus
awful.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, on IG. But then when I saw it, I said, okay, maybe they really are getting it. But then you saw it slightly fade. You know, because it wasn't the thing. If someone else who was Black was murdered, like George Floyd, which we know there are, but if we were back home this year, it would be the same thing. It's like the thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, just like when AAPI hate, that was the thing to do. It sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks. And for them to, I think that they underestimate how smart a lot of the fandom is, because we're all doing the math that you, after these reports got filed, you cast her on a group show that is launching this whole new like franchise, essentially, of Housewives. Yeah. Like, it's a whole new era.
And like a marketing pull to a new streaming app that's like not that great, but now we're all subscribed to it because of like these other additions to Housewives Drag Race and things like that. Sorry, I have something. But all of this was known post full filming of the show.
Yep.
And post that, this
report. This was filed. Filed when I'm sure that the cameraman or producer, whoever they were, filed when this happened. And like, they didn't file like 6 8 months later.
Like, what's in it for the camera person? to, like, you know, there's not going to get buzz. They're not going to become famous, or, you know, there's nothing right. Page Six is going to pick up. That's going to be like, see, look at me in Page Six. Like, there's nothing. I mean, and I know that kind of sounds shitty to say, but what I'm saying is that why are they lying? Like, if
right.
there's well, nothing that's yeah. other than doing the right thing. There's nothing like, quote unquote, media wise. That's like,
well, they don't care about the media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, and I don't even know if Bravo cares about their crew. So I'm sorry, because I wonder if, I'd be interested to know if this person still has their job, because look at what happened when the cameraman filed against Michael Darby. The cameraman ended up leaving and he stayed. So I'm wondering what's the pattern here. Mm-hmm. You can't find him. I was like, oh, you know, Twitter is smart. Let's send it to Black Twitter, Blue Twitter, White Twitter, Yellow. Nobody can find him. He's like gone.
Interesting. Gay Twitter can't find it. Gay Twitter and Black yeah. Twitter can't find
They can't do the work. Yeah. Well, yes. What do we lose by losing her? Not like right. nothing. Like, it's like I understand that she is like entertaining, like in previous mm-hmm. seasons. I totally get it. Like, I have been a Ramona fan in the past because like she is so insane for reality television. But guess what? If we could find a Ramona, if we can find a Dorinda, if we can find a Vicky, yeah. a Tamara, if we can find all these, a Karen Huger, if we can find all these eccentric personalities in these cities, you can find another. Like, there are more of There's her just, yeah, that yeah. May be Trump supporters, but may also like have like thoughts that are evolving. Yeah. Like, in yeah. the end, Ramona isn't interested in evolving in any way outside of just like mm-mm. her tits getting closer to her chin. Like, that's the only evolution that she's interested in partaking yes. in. And so it's like, what'd you say, yeah, Bradley?
I agree.
Such a weird boob job. They're so high.
So high.
Yeah. They're like clavicle.
And they look hard as a rock.
But, okay. Yeah. What I don't understand is like, my boobs have never been that high. Even Ever. When I was like super athletic and had like full pecs, were my boobs never that high.
Cause it's unnatural. I told Corey, I'm going to get a boob job. He was like, I don't want, no. Natural. Because yeah, there should be some droppage a little, also, you know, like
yeah. you want them to move. Like,
yes. If I'm running, they need to be running too. You know, not just.
Yeah.
And do you think that they're solid rocks?
They look rock solid. Yes. I think she yes. could take off a bathing suit and the tits would just sit where they were
still
sitting.
Still be there.
Yeah.
Like a breastplate almost.
Yeah.
Breastplate armor. Like literally like armor.
Totally. Do you guys think, let me ask you this, because I was talking with someone about this the other day. I think Bravo effed themselves in this whole movement thing because.
Not F themselves.
You can say the word.
You can say fuck.
You can. I give you permission to react. Okay?
It tastes so good. I may never stop saying it. That's the problem. That's why I had to stop. But see if you guys agree with this. So take last year out of the mix, right? Everything that happened. Years before, Bradley as a Black man, if you watched it, we watched it knowing that TV wasn't necessarily made for us, right? But we said, because look at most of TV outside of networks evolving. It wasn't made for Black people or people of color, but we still watched because we knew it. We made the choice. So we knew what box to put these people in. We weren't looking for anything extra. Then what happens is you have companies like Bravo and people that are like the woke Karens waking up saying, oh my God, this happened. We must talk about it. And we're like, wait a minute. We already knew this. So now you're coming over trying to rattle our cage when we had already been able to kind of put these people in a box because we know people in real life that exist like this.
Right.
Now Bravo's waking up and they're saying, oh, we need to wake up. Let's drop a Black person here. Let's drop an Asian woman here. And now we have to actually see it play out. And it can be re-traumatizing for people of color versus already watching, knowing we know who these people are. So I feel like with them trying to be woke or showing that they're evolved, they messed themselves up. Had they had left it the way it was, all this conversation wouldn't be going on.
Yeah.
Because we would have still just been watching like we used to.
I agree. And making all of your storylines and all like the seasons point towards like racial issues and things like that, right? Like allowing in the edit for that kind of stuff to be shown because it is reality.
Yeah.
It's like now you've opened the door to that.
Yeah.
You didn't remain ignorant. So now if you're going to open the door to that kind of stuff, you better come correct or expect that your viewers and your fans are going to like constantly be responding
yeah.
to that stuff and commenting on it, because it's not only is it a part of your show, but it's a part of the world, it's part of culture.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a really good point, because I think that Ramona and Bravo, they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. This has been going on forever. Why are you now? Why are you pointing fingers now? And but to y'all's point, I think that that is exactly on the nose, because they correctly, in my opinion, open the door for more people in the United States who aren't just white. Like, white people aren't the only people here. Like, that they open that door, rightfully so, again, in my opinion, and now they're freaking out that people are like, wait, no, you guys are kind of racist. They're like, wait, what? No, not
and not
me.
Protecting their
Please
talent.
Look at me. Yeah. And it's like, well, no.
The shows in itself, and I think we need to really remind ourselves of this, were built on anti-inclusion, right? Like, like even from day one, Real Housewives of Orange County in itself is built around a white gated community.
Literally behind the gates.
I promise you, if you took the camera and panned left, pan right, there was nary a non-white blonde bimbo strolling around the streets of Coda de Casa, okay? And then they're like, what is the New York City version of Coda de Casa? Or Casa, the Upper East Side. The Upper East Side is a gated community, and there's so much gold there. And then where do they go? They go to like Buckhead and like that area, and in itself is a gated community. They go to New Jersey, like that North Jersey area is like the same thing as Orange County. We go to Potomac, fast forward. Okay. It is that, and that's what these shows are. So it's like when we are trying, and this is not me saying they shouldn't be like diverse. I don't know where I land on it, because we're putting people of color in awful situations, because like we created these shows about elitism and about like how, what it's like to be better than, and like what I think would work better is, let's just find more like communities of Asian men and women, Black men and women, Native men and women, and create shows with them. And I know that that is in itself segregation, but we're not going to be able to bring people into these shows unless they're naturally friends. Because once again, these shows were not built on inclusion. And Roni is not Real Housewives of New York City. Roni is Real Housewives of the Upper East Side and Carol, who lives in the West Village. Like, that's Roni.
Yeah.
Like, Roni is not a representation of New York City. And it's like, I'm not defending like making everything segregated. We have to remind ourselves where we started. And it's like,
that's a good point.
Part of it is like, do we just wipe the slate clean and redo it? And that's what I think we should do with Roni. Cause I actually do think Roni could have a new leg on life if we just got rid of everyone, found a new group of what housewives in New York are doing, rich women in Brooklyn, rich ass women in the Bronx, in Harlem, and the Upper East Side, and the Upper
New
West
York
Side,
City
and Soho. Like, and there are people that are friends with people from all over. As people who live in New York City, like Bradley Kicks and myself, like, we have friends that live in all parts of the city and have all different sized bank accounts and have all different backgrounds and have all different things. Like, people are friends with people. Like, it doesn't have to be, it exists out there. But I just think we need to remind ourselves of that, because like, and Bravo needs to remind themselves of how this whole thing started, because like the point of the show is elitism, and elitism in itself is inherently racist.
Right. And I think that like with
that's what I have to say on that.
And I think with like the rumors of like a friend of Rena coming on to Beverly Hills, it's like,
I'm sorry,
why
what?
Are we
Ooh, wait, what? What's that?
Yes. Oh, you guys didn't hear about this?
No.
Another headline is that they pictures of a dinner of them filming right now in Beverly Hills. Dorit was there, so there was like paparazzi, and then there was a new friend of Rena's who was sitting next to Dorit. So there was like rumors swirling that there might be a new friend of who has lots of money. She's very white, blonde, all those things. And it's like, if we really want to make these shows more inclusive, like, let's bring, like you're saying, more natural friend groups and people who are friends with each other on the show that, like, because, like, let's bring on some of Garcelle's friends, some of Sutton's friends, some of Crystal's friends. So there's not just one side, because what we've seen on Beverly Hills is that all of Fox Force 5 are white women, and they keep bringing people on their side. And it's like, we're just going to keep getting more and more white women.
Yeah.
So, like, let's go on the other side of the Beverly Hills, like, literally, because they're split in half at this point, it feels like. And get, I know Crystal has, like, rich white friends. Rich friends. And, you know, it doesn't have to be on Rena's, I think
Tom just blew my mind with what he said, because I never really thought about it like that. But I knew that I did like watching the wealthy. Like, it wasn't, you know,
it's entertaining. That's why we love the royals, right? Like, the royals are nasty, racist people. They are. They're so awful. But, like, we die for the pomp and circumstance of it all. And I hate to compare Queen Elizabeth to someone like Vicky.
Or like the Kardashians, like, even. You know, we like them because, like, they're rich as fuck.
But, like, you know what? To a certain degree, it's almost attainable, because when you think about how some of these people are coming up through social media, through just depending on, are you going to dedicate your life to trying to be a Kardashian? You know what I mean? But, and I know for me watching Atlanta now, listen, I love my Black ladies, but we know Atlanta and Beverly Hills, Atlanta is might be attainable a little faster than Beverly Hills. You know, cost of living is different and all of that stuff, but I wouldn't mind keeping it. Oh, this is going to sound bad, so I need to say this right.
I kind of said it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you did, like, keeping it the original.
Yeah.
Housewives of Wealthy, but make them be real friends, like you said. Because then I think we would get real drama. Like, who's going to be the most popular on the show? They're all going to be fighting now to be that girl. Like, that would be real drama.
Right. And there's no, like, and that's what I mean, too. It's like, Ebony, we saw Ebony has tons of friends that she brought on the show. Like, there's people of color that have rich friends. If we want to keep it, like, rich and elitist, like, it's not just white people that are rich. But Tom, to your point, it's like elitism is inherently racist, so there's, like, a bigger
white elitism is, essentially. But, like, and Kixite is cold sweating when I see like the eyes twitching about, like, scared about getting
canceled. No, I'm just, like, a
little
bit sick, but decided to have wine, so.
Okay, well, there you go. I thought you were, like, worried we're gonna get canceled. I just want to say, like, I just, like, I'm like, here's the, this isn't work. What's going on right now is not, it's not working. What they're trying to do, Dallas brought on diversity and literally drowned in the middle of the ocean. And then like, Garcelle is struggling to find relevance and then has to sit in front of the whole cast.
On Beverly Hills.
No, she is the most relevant housewife we have. Yeah. She's working more than anyone. I'm just saying, like, that's maybe not the word I'm looking for. Like, she's trying to find storyline with these women. And then our final episode, Andy asks her, do you feel like you belong now? And it's like, okay, Andy, not in our minds, we've been watching the reunion for a month, right? And they've been there for 10 hours. That morning, Rena was standing over her, screaming at her, and Dorit was screaming, Garcelle, like, don't speak over me.
Garcelle.
And it's like, why are you making her say, like, in this moment, staring at all these rich-ass white women who are nobodies in this world compared to who, well, besides Kathy Hilton, but in this world compared to, like, who Garcelle is, why are you putting her in that spot to be like, do you feel like you belong?
To make them look better. I believe Garcelle said that, because I'm sure you can attest to, sometimes we are put in these situations as people of color and they're looking at you to make them feel better about what they did. So she's like, yeah, I do. And it's, and I wanted to say, like, no, but you really don't. What is she going to say?
She doesn't feel that. She's trying to find, like, connection to them.
Yes, yeah.
And I think that's probably why she was so mad with Lisa Rinna, or gets so heated with her, is because she has some connection with her, right? They built that
anyone
up.
Anyone has history. It's them too.
Yeah.
It's like, and the only person I have connection with, like, now I can't even do scenes with you or do, like, private things with you because we're not fucking good, because you're always acting out. Like,
right.
I think Lisa Rinna came on that show. I think she's so funny.
But I know you. I know you do love her.
Because she's acting so hard on the show.
Yes,
nothing is sincere, and it's all like calculated and weird. And I'm sure that's so disappointing to step on a show and be like, "Well, you know, at least I got one homie here. I've known this chick. I've known this chick for 20 years. We've been auditioning down at Paramount Studios, like trying to get gigs and stuff. And then you go on the show, and it's like, oh, you're literally." Fake.
Yes. Did you, when they were calling her out for not, first of all, I felt like it was a little poignant when they said that they all talk about each other. Well, Garcelle, you talk about us in confessionals. Andy says, you all do. And she's like, well, with Garcelle's a little more comfortable with it. I'm like, Renata. And she started using the word shade. I'm like, now when have you ever? But to that point, Garcelle has a conversation with her. I don't feel like you have my back. Oh gosh. And then you're in the confessional saying that's because, you know, I don't agree with you. And it's like, but you didn't have that same energy. So you're doing exactly what you accuse Garcelle of doing.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. And then the Erica, her microaggression really showing.
My God.
Was it this episode or the one before?
No, it was this. Are you talking about the Housewives thing where she starts naming up the cities?
Yeah, when she was like talking about how it wouldn't be a big deal in Atlanta. Wouldn't be a big deal in Potomac. Yeah. It wouldn't be a big deal in New York.
Yeah.
She said New
York.
And
then they skirted over the fact Garcelle was like, what does that mean?
Yeah, Garcelle said, "What?" She like was like, no, you're not going to get. I tweeted about that. And I was like, because I'm. When I'm always tweeting like, come on, y'all don't see this. So I was like, I'm glad she said New York. At the same time, I know why you said New York.
I know why she said it. And well, and I said this on a text thread with one of our friends and Kix. And we were talking about Erica has always been like, she's like, no, I'm down with the Atlanta women because I grew up in Georgia. And it's like, okay, Georgia's like a really scary place. So like, just because you're from Georgia and she didn't grow up in Atlanta. Just because you're from Georgia doesn't mean that you're like down with the black culture in Atlanta.
Was your dad in the KKK?
Like, right.
Did they come to your house? Is it safe?
Right. And Sutton grew up in Atlanta too.
And
Georgia rather.
Sutton is more admittedly like, I grew up in the South. Like what's funny is like Sutton is like, I grew up in Georgia. And Erica's like, no, I get you. I grew up in Georgia. Like black people, like, I get you. I grew up in Georgia. And Sutton's like, no, that's not the same thing.
No.
Sutton. Great addition to the show, I think.
Really, wow. Really great. I love
I will
her.
Say, I think she got off easy at the reunion.
I do too.
I
do
think
too.
She kind of stood her ground a little bit, but...
With Erica, yeah.
No, but you're talking about Crystal, right?
Yeah. And I think she really... I was really glad to see an apology. The only thing that really still showed me... Of course, we all have a ways to go, but when she apologized to Crystal, she said, I'm sorry that... I was a part of that, the hate. But before that, she said, but you using the word violate really didn't make me feel good. So now because she used the word reacting to what you did, you had to let her know, by the way, your reaction to what I did didn't make me feel good, but I'm sorry that I was a part of you getting hate. To me, that's still a form of almost like privilege, like to think that I did something to you, you reacted and you reacted a bit too strong, but I am sorry. Yeah. No, like you kind of missed that part, but I do believe that she really was trying. I was upset that she kind of won me over slightly because I'm still going through slave owner records in Augusta, Georgia under her maiden name just to see. So.
Yes.
Get her, Jade.
Get her, girl.
But I was glad
reparations.
To see.
Right.
Here's the thing. If anyone owes reparations, it's Sutton. I mean, she is Georgia money. There's no way there isn't a plantation.
Buy Garcelle a bag or something, girl.
Buy
her a couple dinners.
But I was glad that she apologized and to see that there is a part of her that gets it. I really truly believe, because she said, I should have listened. She didn't even just stop and say, I'm sorry. So,
or and I love that. Yeah. And something that like forever pisses me off to the show to a point that it's like, why am I watching this? Is when they apologize and like, I'm sorry that you felt sad or by what I said. And it's like, no, that's not an apology. So what I appreciated about Sutton apologizing is she didn't say, I'm sorry that it came across that way, or I'm sorry. You know, it's like she was owning the fact that she really showed some of her racist tendencies. Mm-hmm. And I believe that she sees what she had. I don't know if she had a full, there's going to be people who were attacking Crystal, unfortunately, I think, just with Sutton saying that or without Sutton saying that.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the fact that she acknowledged that she may have had some part in the attack.
That was big, because I can't see other wives doing that. I'm sorry not to cut you off, Riley, but that was big.
Is Crystal doing the next season? Do we know? Is she returning? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is.
I will say she really wasn't very, she didn't give me what I needed at the reunion.
That's interesting.
Didn't you want her to snap on Erica a little? Because the only inkling she did when she was like, I'm finished. Like that part, I was like, go further. When Erica was like, I'm sorry, I snapped at you. And she's like, I'm finished. I was like, keep going.
Yeah,
that was awful.
The time of the reunion is to come and like, you know, have conflict and talk about the past. Like,
yeah,
you have to know it's going to get like heated at moments. And mm-hmm. Erica was in there in that ring the whole time, understandably so in some ways, offensive and stuff. But the rest of the ladies have to be ready to snap her a little bit. And some of them were getting her. Sutton got in there.
Yes, Garcelle. Yeah.
Sutton was in there. Garcelle's in there. Like Crystal was very like timid around.
Sometimes like Dorit and Kyle too. were kind of in there too. I mean, not the whole time, but a couple times. And I know it was like, I feel like Crystal was really quiet about a lot of things when was in the show. Like she had a big part in the season, you know, she wasn't a friend of, she was full-time. Yeah. She had drama with Sutton. She had, like, she was at every trip, everything, you know? So I was kind of like, I don't know, but part of me kind of is curious about her sign, because she does have very calming energy that I could tell that she's like, you could tell that she was bothered by Erica, but she was like, it's not even worth it. Like that was kind of like her whole vibe the whole time, I think, was like, it's fine, whatever.
What was the go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, do you guys think it was, which I mean, when you go on these shows, I guess she didn't imagine that type of hate. We all know that if we all were on a show, we'd get, somebody's not going to like you, right? But do you think that she was afraid because she had already taped the season and saw the reactions with her and Sutton? So now she's like, if I get into it with these other white women, am I going to get more?
I can see that.
But then it's like, then at that point, you have to make a choice.
But
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think this happened so long ago and Crystal doesn't understand like the part of Housewives where you have to like let things go but also hold on to things forever so you can address it at the reunion, because I think she just genuinely was like, no, like Sutton and I are friends now, we talked it out and everything's fine, what else am I just like, what else am I supposed to say, like
to
like we're friends now, because they had like I think she I don't know anything about Zodiac, but I'm sure that part of her her sign is probably something along the lines of like resolution is important to her, because like I think that she stood up for herself, but I also think that she like her end goal is resolution. I mean, I don't know, you interviewed her, Taria.
She did say that when she put it in the context of time frame, I was like, oh, she said she goes in with these women, they only filmed 16 weeks. She knew Kathy and she knew of the other woman. So she says, I go in, and my first week, there's that racial interaction with Sutton. Mm-hmm. And then immediately she said, when the women were like, you know, don't say that, don't feel like that, she just kind of shut down.
Yeah.
But she said, I'm smart, but I don't process things quickly. So I would hear them talking and I'm there, but I'm trying to process it through my mind. I don't know Erica. All this stuff is coming out. Should I speak on it? Should I not? And I think that's where when people say sometimes people are too normal. And I hate to say that, but she's like, in my friend group, if that happened, I would be asking my friend questions, but it's intrusive
right.
if it's not my friend, but it's like, but this is a show. And I think that's the difference between someone coming in thinking this
also
is real
not
life.
That close with any of the women.
No,
because she's close with the friend of, but she doesn't sound very close with Kyle just based on like Kathy and Kyle's history. I can't imagine that they've crossed paths that much, but so I just looked it up and Crystal's a Cancer, which is interesting.
That's emotional.
So, yeah, she's emotional, but out of the water sign, she is the least like sensitive, which I can very much see. And she has a Virgo moon, which is also very like level-headed, but also like, how do you say? Virgos can be intense, but they can be very like across the board, pretty level-headed about what they know is true. And so I think that kind of shows across when Crystal's like, I don't know the facts, so I'm just gonna like support and you know, and like I'm sure there's other aspects to her chart that I don't know, but those are just my instincts.
Remember when she admitted though, and she said it when I talked to her too, in the bigger scheme of things, we know Erica's being accused of knowing about widows and orphans. And people are like, why are you basically not with Sutton? She was like, I just had this racial interaction with her. There was no way that I wanted to be anywhere involved, like on the side of Sutton.
Yeah.
But then it's like the only other side is Erica. But she said, I wasn't thinking in terms of side. In my mind, I was thinking, if my friend called me a liar, I would be very upset and react.
Yeah.
And but it would, if she was, if she had articulated that more, like went into it more other than just saying that, then we maybe would have got that.
It's interesting to me, the like whole capital L liar of it all. It's like,
yeah,
I think if someone said that to me, that even like Erica and Sutton, I guess are friends, but not that close, that I don't know what it is. There has to be something to it that Erica is just like incredibly
because she's a liar.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like the only people that get mad about being called liar. No, but
if someone called me a liar, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, because you don't lie. That's the problem. Only people who lie are upset about being accused as being a liar because their scam isn't working. I mean, she's like, that's when you get mad, Bradley. We're gonna
say her first season on, she lied.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, go ahead, Bradley.
No, I was saying, does that make you guys think about the Erica of it all? Like, do you? Did you leave the reunion thinking Erica knew about things or didn't? Because I left the reunion saying, oh, she's so upset because I don't think she actually knew anything really.
Yeah.
And if she did know a little something.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough to like heighten her senses to get her out of her like fabulous life and all
get
the gold
money
she had and stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she knew, but I think that she kind of knows too that this moment would lead to her getting more like fame and access and stuff, and she's playing it a little bit.
I think that both is true. I think that there's things that she purposefully wanted to not know, whether that was her being on the books at like some of Tom Girardi's like businesses, like she's probably like, okay, whatever. I don't want to know about it. Just put it on there if you need to. And there's probably inklings of issues, but again, like you said, Bradley, it's like money is the most important thing to her and the most important thing to a lot of people. And like, I can imagine being like, well, I'm fucking rich. So like,
yeah,
if he wants to like, kind of
it's
fuck
so
up
far away,
life.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Her spouse's work, it's still like at a distance from you.
Yeah.
Right? Like the things that my husband does in this office all day, like I support it, but I don't know. I don't know.
Adam's in another Zoom meeting.
right.
I don't know what he's zooming about, but
I don't know. He might have sold a building. Maybe
zipping
not.
And zooming all over the office.
Now, look, now see, I'm like, why didn't you answer my phone call? You better have been in a skiff.
Yeah, right.
That's why I couldn't get a hold of you.
Well, I think I definitely agree with you that she didn't. I really don't think that she knew because I think she's an idiot. And I think, and to that point of being an idiot, she's too proud. She's a proud idiot. I think that's what she is. Because the simple thing she could have done to make this reunion less parts, to make it like,
yeah, God forbid we get a reunion
we didn't need four parts. We didn't need Kathy Hilton sitting there the whole time picking yes. at her fingernails. I'm like, I would be bored as fuck too. And the thing is, all she could have said is, I am so sorry on the show that I never acknowledge that, like, there are people that are in awful financial situations because of my ex-husband. And, like, I wish I had made that more clear on the show. But she's so fucking dense that she can't understand. Like, Andy was like, you don't get it. What we're saying is, if you just acknowledge, she's like, yeah, but I'm mad. And it's like, what are
Shut
you
up.
Mad?
It's not about you, bitch.
Right.
You're on a show. Like, these people who lost family members, they don't have like a show where they can like get more money from. Like, in yes. the end, like, Bravo, or
tell, quote unquote, tell their story. I'm like, yeah. No, who's a fuck about your story?
Bravo is going yeah. to keep this white woman on this show for a very long time, as we're seeing from other people that have got kept on shows for like
a very long time
and still are assholes. Like, they're going to keep her on the show for a long time. There's no way she's not going to make a check. Like, she's going to be able to build a career for herself again. It's going to be fine.
And you know why? Because people like, and I'm noticing companies like an underdog now. So, like, or a disgraced whatever. It's like, we're going to pick them up and turn them around. So I feel like she's definitely going to come back stronger. I also think that, and I'm going to reference a couple that, Peggy and Deco from the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
I immediately think of them
Peggy.
Because they were rich and they started getting into financial troubles. So they divorced and he filed bankruptcy and she kept the assets. And I truly believe Tom was like, hey, even if he didn't tell her about some stuff's about to go down with the business, we need to separate so you can keep some of the assets. Yeah, you know
what,
where the assets.
What assets? I think there's literally $0 in all the bank.
But I think this was before everything, like everything was revealed to us. Yeah. So I think mm-hmm. he thought, I can move money. And because I was listening to this podcast,
yeah, that
and they think there's money.
$20 million to Erica Jane.
Well, you know, they think there's more bank accounts.
I'm
this lawyer was talking
there's
about.
Offshore
yeah.
bank accounts. There
and see,
to
I think
not
she
an
knows.
Idiot. Like,
I think she know. I think he told her that. So we're going to divorce so you can protect our money.
There's some Cayman Island bank account that
because why would she leave him though? Right. Because if you notice, she said she left because he was mean and cold. But then it was like cheating. Why would his family leave him to go into a facility? It's like, well, you were his family too.
Right.
And you stayed 19 years plus. I truly feel like she left and she was going to protect their money. I mean, she's living in the house that EJ Global owns, but his two lawyers were on paper the owners, and now that lawyer's financial records have been subpoenaed. You own the home you live in. What I was Googling and I saw when it was sold to them, it was like 2010, 2011 to EJ Global owns the home she lives in.
That's
so it's like, yeah, what are y'all doing?
And I,
which is why she said it's legal when she said, how did you get a car and a house? Because she's already owned it.
Well, and then the big tease of the whole reunion was this, like, why? This like whole weird tease that they were doing. And I was like, I don't know what this is leading to. And then I'm like, well, I think we all hope she should have said was, why did you do this to these people? Like, that's like, yes. what we like, or why did you lie?
Wait, what is the Luann? Why did you do this
to me?
Question mark.
Right. Instead, she says, why did you leave me with so many legal bills? Isn't that what she said? Or like legal, like, or so many lawsuits. It's like, you are so fucking dense. I can't.
No,
and we talked last week about like one of the best qualities in a housewife mm-hmm. is you have to have zero self-awareness. And we're learning that she has it. She has that.
I think Erica is flat. Like, she's one note all
like
around.
Like,
you know
the
what I
chicken
mean?
Wings you're talking about?
Yes, like a flat.
Like a flat.
Which
I think
is in
she,
an armpit.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Well, I think about what happens. What happens when you are in a relationship where your spouse makes such a level of money where, like, it takes away your need to care or worry or face consequences or think about how much is your account or how much you can spend today. Like everything possible in life that we're like burdened with worry with is like lifted from you. Mm-hmm. You live in such a state of like ignorance. Delicious. Mind you, I'm sure she dealt with a lot of other bullshit from him. Like I'm sure even the relationship and the dynamic from like go. But like living in a world where like nothing really matters. I can do whatever I want.
You could find yourself.
There's part of it that I'm like, I kind of want to live in a world where nothing matters.
I don't.
I see the good side of that, and that's Kathy Hilton. I feel like Kathy Hilton is the positive side of that, like the dream existence of that. She's like in the corner. She's like, well, ain't gonna stress me out. Because
she's putting on fucking lip gloss.
We don't engage
talking about her and shit. So
she's also been through so much. Gifts. Like, I don't feel bad for her. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of like things that have happened to her and her family. She's fucked up. Her family's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a lot. Like, anyone who
I agree.
I think there was something really dark about her crying about her mother to me because it's like not that you ever. That's something you never get over. And I completely, and I don't know that from experience, thank God, but like, I know that of other people, but there's something bizarre to me, I'm sorry, about how uncontrollably emotional she was just at the mention of mom. And like, Bradley is laughing. So Bradley was like, take it.
Because when it first happened, when I first saw that, I was like, oh my God, that's so sad. And I quickly thought, I was like, when did their mom die?
Like and the
I
90s.
Was talking with, I was talking with my husband, Adam, about it at the time. And he was like, look it up. And I looked it up and he was like, isn't she also like an old lady? Has she lost no one ever in her life? Like, also, this is so long. It's so current. It's so in front of her, like, focus and emotional, like, space. Like, honey, why is a 60-some-year-old lady this broken over her mother having passed away over a decade ago?
Up it more than that, I think. Yeah, well, I think that why she was so angry about like American Woman coming out. I think that there are some, and I've heard some rumors that I've said, I think here on this podcast, some alleged rumors about Big Kathy.
Yep.
Being.
Yes, you're a Big Kathy rumor mill.
She's not. There's Say some it, rumors Tom. About her doing some weird ass fuck ass shit in Hollywood with her girls.
No, with and her daughters.
I like part of me thinks that there is a little bit of like she is so scared of people realizing who her mom is, and she wants to remember the TV tray mom, and that's why she still has TV trays like at dinner. And like I'm sure there are more stories. One of the stories, though, because you're not remembering, is there was an alleged story that came out about how her mom had hired sex workers for every daughter, like at the age of like 16, so they could learn how to like please a man.
And remember when Kyle talked about last year, her first time, when they were all on that trip together right before Denise came, and her first time, she was very young, and Kim walked in on her. So yeah, she taught them that, and she said allegedly, this part Kyle said in an interview that her mom told them also, you always want a man to think you can cook. So she would tell them to cut up onions and like oil and put it in a pan. So when your husband came home, he would think something is cooking.
What do you do with the onions and the oil?
I wanted her to finish. I was like, okay, it smells good, but what? And she just laughed about it. She never said anything else. And I'm like, my husband would be like, is there anything in the oven? Like what is going on?
Oil and onions? That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
I love also, both of those things, but.
To Tom's point, I also feel like she's so scared that things are going to come out. But I also feel like she's upset with her mom, but her mom's not here. And she feels guilty for being upset. Because I know someone that passed away and their partner would always be like, they were such a good this, they were such a good that. And they would cry. And then one day I was like, you're upset from things that happened in the past and you can't address it with them. So you're kind of like, so sensitive, so overly. And I think that's with Kathy too. I think she's upset with her mom.
Therapy. Everyone should be in therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we spent about an hour talking about Beverly Hills. Let's briefly touch on the other cities that
is there more? No,
we're on this week. I mean, Potomac kind of like is we're it's been a delightful season. I've had a blast. Yeah. They're never not wonderful to me. Do I think we need four parts? Absolutely not. Do I think we need a whole episode of television dedicated to Nikki asking these women questions?
That's why.
When all of us want to ask questions to Nikki.
Two parts.
Yeah, and that's the thing with me.
I have questions for Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki's getting an hour. And I want to ask her, do you have a pattern? Like your husband and your brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay with your husband being a sexual assault?
A rapist. He's a convicted like, rapist. Not even allegedly.
And your brother just got 20 years when you vouched for him in court and said he was a wonderful soul. But trigger warning, he was doing the R word. So not to trigger anybody.
Sorry, yeah.
To his girlfriend's 11-year-old daughter. And you vouched for him.
What?
Yeah.
I not know
this
that.
Woman, why is she on TV?
But she's defunded. So, she's like, look at me at the
Potomac
reunion.
She wrote a letter to the court, to the judge on his behalf and said he had a kind soul.
But
about people who are troubled. I really think she has some deep issues.
Me too. Have you ever heard her on Queen Radio?
Yes. Yeah, of course. She's insane. Of course I listen. I mean, who am I? I'm trash, but
I mean, like her yelling and her screaming and her...
horrifying.
Yeah.
But that's what makes her enchanting in a fucked up way.
What, Bradley? Yeah. Wait, Bradley, you were going to say something?
Potomac was funny. Just Karen's vow renewal. My God.
She's so gorgeous.
At a literal dress barn.
In a warehouse. It's
so ugly. Why is everything you do at a fucking warehouse? Like, every time they have an event, it's like
in a barn or
in a warehouse. Right. It's like
rustic chic.
And like, what it the venue was so ugly.
So ugly.
Y'all thought the inside was ugly? I'm just asking.
You thought it was cute?
I will say it.
No, I'm not a fan of I'm very plain, so I'm not a fan of chandeliers and things everywhere and all. It wasn't like elegant.
No,
it was like gaudy.
It was gaudy, but it just didn't like, but it wasn't even gaudy. Like it was just so
walking
like,
upstairs to the bar. Like
that is weird. I'm sorry.
I said it was the Hello Dolly staircase.
Complete. Like, yes. When the dinner scene.
Locked it. You know, those locks on the.
Yes, that is exactly it. Someone's like, there are stage hands like behind it, like holding down the stairwell as Karen walks up and down.
She is so beautiful.
Didn't she look gorgeous? I was like,
the way they beat her face and like kind of like draw her eyes.
She has evolved. She's hired some right people.
Well, yes. This is going to be mean, but you see the evolution when you see her family. Like her family are very like nice looking people, but they look normal. No, I'm just saying they look like normal people you would see in town, and then Karen, and then you're like, whoa, you're like a movie star now, you know, like.
I wish they would have just done it at their house.
Yeah, I know.
They pulled, look, that ponytail, like that updo, they pulled that, honey. They were like, with that makeup.
Literally. I wish they would have done it at their house because at least it would have been like ugly, but it would have been like endearing because it was like at their home.
Yeah.
Oranges up. Well, the last time. Staircase.
No, but remember that birthday anniversary party where Karen like ate Ray's face? Remember that?
Tried again. Yes. I don't like how they kissed.
They kissed
me neither.
Weird.
Just do a little. Like, that's it. We don't need all that, like,
she goes
shaking.
In open mouth, but, like, it's shaking. She's like, like, the mouth is, like, trembling, but it's open. Like, she's not, like, just, like, kissing the lips. She's, like, kissing the face. Like, she's like, ugh. And then the tongue stuff, remember that? Was that last season or two seasons ago?
The season before,
Oh, my God.
We know y'all don't do that anymore.
Right. Y'all don't even look like you do it.
No.
And there's science, so you can do it up until you're like 90 to 100. I always tell Corey, there is science, so there's never an excuse not to. But they just don't even look like they want to do it. Ray looks like he wants to do it, but to other people. I don't think Ray acts as old as we think he, like, I feel like some of that, I feel like some of that is just Bravo editing. But what did he say? I could only catch divorce when
he
was talking to that woman. Yeah, what did he say?
He said he was like, the woman was like, Bill Gates doesn't have anything on you. And he's like, well, I'm still married or something like that. It was funny.
Bill Gates just got a divorce.
Yeah.
And they go, I was like, Raymond.
He was feeling himself this episode. He was like bopping around the party. He's like, "Ooh, hey, how you doing?" And then bopping over here, he's like throwing in a joke here, bopping over here, throwing in a joke here. I was like,
He knows that he's funny, and I appreciate that about him. Yeah. But it's not to an annoying point.
Yeah.
Especially like him on the vacation when he came in and like threw Giselle under the bus about like
that was the best.
I feel like it's very Greg Leakes.
Very Greg Leakes.
He when he said, and then I'm going to get this song wrong, but for an example, this is Macy's new song, Yellow, and she's like, "I'm about to sing my new song, Blue."
It came out in like 2002 or something.
And everybody's like, Is that Macy Gray? Oh, they're all talking. Did you catch, first of all, Ashley gave me Contempo Casuals. Y'all remember that store? I just had to get that out of my system.
I don't know what that is,
but it sounds like a lot like Charlotte
Russe. A step down, like Joyce Leslie.
I don't know her either. Okay. You know Joyce? Who's Joyce?
Joyce is a weird name.
Do you remember Dots?
I remember Dots.
That's what it was. But I'm sorry. I'm peeping that Ashley and Candace, as rough as they get with each other, they do like each other. And probably I'm peeping that because some of the after show. But did you see them sitting together when they were talking about her coming down the steps? I was like, those two like each other. They do. Because on the after show, Ashley said, she said, "I asked my mom, should I go talk to Candace? Because I want to tell her how pretty she looks. Like, she looks beautiful." So I was like, those two like each other. And it pisses me off because I've never liked Ashley. I used to never like Candace. Now I like Candace. And I know I'm probably going to end up liking Ashley and have to eat my words.
Yeah, I like them all. I really like all of them. I honestly like them all. I'm like, there's not one that I don't like. I mean, the only Giselle. Person I don't like is Giselle. Michael.
I'm starting to feel that way. And I'd like Giselle and Robin, but I'm starting to feel that way with Giselle.
See, y'all,
I liked her season 3. That was it.
She's not glamorous. You are not that girl. If you are that, she should have had some type of heel. No, she should have had some type of heel on with that boot. If you come to another fitting with sneakers. Kicks. Glam it up. Your outfits need to match that attitude.
They would show the Telfar photo shoot.
Did you see?
Yeah, why didn't they? Why didn't they show that? Have you seen that, Bradley? The Telfar photo shoot that they did?
They were gorgeous.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
With the UGG boots
and
everything?
Did you guys see the TikTok?
No.
No, what was the TikTok? No.
I got to send it to y'all.
Oh, no, I think you sent it. You think you sent it to us earlier today. I just didn't open it yet.
Some girl made a TikTok. And she clearly doesn't like Robin. So she's like, not that this has to do with anything, but Candace, you eating in those jeans. They look good. I want them. Purr. And she's going through each woman like, Wendy, yes, looking good, showing the stomach. Purr. And then she gets to Karen. Karen, oh, Karen, you looking good. You fly. Purr. Giselle, I see you back there hiding. Purr. Robin. Ashley, I see you giving us underboot purr. So she said everybody. But it was so Robin because she's just like,
well, speaking of Robin, I was going to say, I'm turning on Robin a little bit.
Well, I'll say I live in Maryland. So allegedly, those concerns she has are valid.
We'll talk offline.
Bradley. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, allegedly. I forgot. I'm remembering your boot on the ground.
But I will. Let me ask y'all this, though. Y'all's opinion, because I went both ways. Part of me is like, did Juan and Robin already actually have that conversation? But Robin knows she needs something, the warehouse conversation in the show. So that's why he's pissed off.
Another fucking warehouse.
Yes. So Juan is pissed off because like, girl, you know, we just had this conversation. And like he said, you're making me look like a dickhead. Or do they need to actually have the conversation? And he's just running from it. I was of two minds. Like if that was me and my man, and he brought up, Taria, you know, you were never good with the kids. Like, dude, what are you doing?
I think it's the first one.
Probably that they already had it.
And yeah.
He's probably like, I think it's for the show. Joking. You're going to make me look bad on camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about Salt Lake a little bit because I am pissed at Lisa Barlow.
Okay, so Lisa Barlow.
Yes.
So I like Lisa Barlow a lot for the show because like everything that's happened so far has been because of her being a monster. So I don't know that we would be anywhere without her. But this fresh wolf party she threw that was supposed to be all about her son. And she put it on her son and said, my son invited people that he looks up to and loves. And then she invites only people that, like, are there to push storylines. It was insane. It was absolutely insane.
She has to be watching this and being like, oh, yeah, it is obvious that I asked them to talk about the drama. Because it happened at that dinner that Whitney yelled at her about, which I'm like, that is true.
Yes.
There's no way the owner of a restaurant would be like, can you believe, like, you're an owner of that restaurant. You want to be presenting your best self, even if it is to your friend.
Yeah.
Like, that is poor business practice. Okay. Like, there's no way that Lisa didn't ask her to say something. There's no way that Lisa didn't ask her friend to also, like, pull Meredith aside when I quote unquote have to take some photos with my quote unquote business partner's son. It's like, why are we setting this whole thing up? She's working way too hard. And I hope to God they talk about it at the reunion because of, like, do you realize that you come across like you're writing the story of this? Because it's playing out like that.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with, like, I don't think Lisa, and because what I'm saying, this is preface what I'm about to say, I don't think she's like racist or bigoted or anything, but I didn't think she knew any black people in her circle other than Mary. So I was like, this is not believable. She don't know this black man and his wife. Like,
I actually kind of think she did know him.
She does. I think they are friends.
But because I was like, I don't think she doesn't not like us. I just see her circle being Utah mommy bloggers.
What about that woman that came up? Oh my God. Joe Gunn posted a hilarious like meme of like this actress that Lisa scouted, like nailed the line reading or something like that. Cause that, did you see that woman who walked up and was like, hello, Lisa, you are a wonderful person and I wish the best for this new business venture. Good night.
She is crazy.
She is.
She is certifiable, and we can't push her out of this franchise yet. We can't have an LVP takeover. We need her to stay for at least through season 5. I think we have to.
It's because of y'all and Bradley. I don't know how you watch these shows, but one thing I've learned being friends with Tom and Kix and people like them that I have to watch. No, I
realize how that sounds. No. People like them, dumb white blonde.
People who watch TV like them. Is there are certain things you have to watch it from a different lens. And I'm not talking about just the black white lens. I'm talking about like you need an antagonist, a protagonist. So I'm trying to watch through that because I get enraged when I'm like, you don't think we can see this? This is not what I want to see. But I'm learning that it's real life, but it's kind of not, but it kind of is. They all have to fit their roles. So when I hear people say they're a villain, I'm like, how dare you call them a villain? Because I'm thinking a villain like the opposite. Who's the opposite of Batman? The Joker, right?
Joker, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like Robin. Bad, like that. Maybe. But I'm learning to watch these shows differently. So I'm trying to appreciate Lisa for that. She's but I wish insane. She would own it. Like, because some housewives, Kenya owns it.
But right? I'm not here for being a villain.
Yeah.
I'm kind of here for being, like Tom said, there's the qualifications to be a housewife is to be incredibly not self-aware. Here for Lisa being fully delusional about how she's like coming across. Yeah. And I also can like feel her frustration when she's like talking about how no one can understand her. And she's like, why can't I just be me? I'm like, she really believes that.
Right.
In her bones, she believes that. And that's what I like about her.
Yeah. Wait, Bradley, who do you love on SLC? Like, what are your thoughts on it? Because I feel like we haven't even talked about it.
You know, I will say overall, this season has not been entertaining, but I've been watching.
Yeah, I agree.
I have always loved Meredith, and I love Meredith. The more we get into Salt Lake being a thing, I like that Meredith has, like, found her like niche, her brand, her vibe, her aesthetic. Like she's really digging into that. I appreciate that. I also appreciate Mary doing the same a little bit. And Mary stepped it up. She's stepping it up this season, right?
Yeah.
She's like getting into confrontation. Like she's being a part of it. Because last season she definitely was just, she's eccentric and crazy, but like was kind of like, I don't know what this is, but now she's
we're learning getting, a lot about her.
Learning a lot about her.
I feel like she's had a lot of screen time, don't you think?
She's like the most interesting person on the show, I think, because like
I agree.
Everything is like a discovery. We're always like, what?
I feel like she's self-aware too. When she said she realized she snapped at Lisa.
Mm-hmm. That was dark. That was really dark.
Their signs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look it up.
Okay. No, so Meredith and Lisa are both Sages, which I find really interesting I mean, Tom,
that's why I love them.
That's why you do. They both embody like the two sides of Sag, I think, of like the extroverted, but like funny side, and also very like, no, this is me. This is what you're going to like. And if you don't like it, then fuck off.
I think that's why I like Lisa, because I think there are parts of Lisa that are very similar to me. Like, I could see myself putting a bunch of people in the room that don't like each other to just like sit back and be like, let the games begin. Bradley's like, yeah.
Really, Bradley, you got to tell me some stuff offline.
Yeah.
Mary Cosby being an Aries is really funny to me. Because she
Team Aries over
are
here.
A lot of cult leaders Aries.
No, but Heather.
If I started a cult today, you would be a part of it. Okay.
Heather Gay is a Gemini, which I love Geminis to no end. Geminis are also famously always serial killers and politicians, which is crazy. But I think that
is that why you love them?
No, that's not why I love them. I just think they're insane. That's why I like them so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Who else? What's Whitney?
Whitney is a Taurus. What makes so much sense to me is that Jensaw is a Libra, and Libras are crazy.
Jensaw is crazy.
That
y'all. Great. Oh, can we wait? Can we please talk about the Jen and the assistant thing? This was wild. I didn't see this coming, and very rarely do they bleep people's names on television like that. Like,
I'm glad you brought
that was shocking. When I heard they're like, "Oh, are you talking about bleep?" and I was like, when
the way she
bleeps?
Said that, but the way Lisa brought it up, Bradley. So, are you upset about kicks? It's like, oh, you mean like where did it come from? You know, and are we not watching her lie? He made her reunion dress. She wore it. She said on an interview, I heard her on a podcast, that she was literally running. He was literally almost running to the plane to bring her dress. He made it. Did you see the receipts he put up online after?
No.
That he made it and that she wore it. It was her reunion dress.
First season one reunion or this reunion?
This reunion.
What do you mean?
But
there's only one reunion.
The reunion that they had with the.
But there's only been one season.
It's a valid question. This is season two. They haven't filmed season two.
They haven't filmed season
two
reunion.
It's not that far off that they would have filmed the reunion like a week ago.
Okay. live in that.
It was last season. I'm gonna use that line.
What?
Live in that.
Live in that truth for yourself.
Bradley is like rolling his eyes because all he hears is us bicker. So
bickering. But you know, she's lying. He made it. So I didn't. But the way Lisa, and this is what I mean. It's like when I have to get out of my head that they're supposed to be really good friends, because why would you trigger your really good friend? But they're not. They're making a show, which is why she said it. But the way Jen went from 0 to 100, what do you mean? I hired him because he was from Hawaii. Girl, stop it.
Y'all, there is something so poetic about what we've been talking about today about Erica. And now we're talking about Jen. And there are some really strong similarities into the way that they navigate life. And one of the big similarities I'm going to point out, and this is the theme of this episode, liars.
Yes.
Because they both have the same, they have a verbatim, like the same exact reaction when someone says like, you lied, we caught you red-handed on something. They're like, Like, Jen had a, did you, her defense for it wasn't even a defense. It's like, Jen, there's no defense here. Like, it's like, there's literally just, we heard the audio.
We you heard said it.
You. You should apologize. Like Erica, like, it's like, we like have, like, these people don't have their money. That's not alleged. All you need to do is just acknowledge it's a problem and apologize. But instead, they like, just like, can't, they're too proud, you know? They, and it's so interesting criminals. That they're both criminals, like Kix just said.
And they right. become the victim when you point out the truth. So with Erica, it was like, I lied. It was, and it's almost like, but you could have asked me the truth and not called me a liar, but you lied. So they're always trying to divert attention. And they're always saying how good they are. I was good to that man. I was good to him. He was from Hawaii. I should have known better. It's like, no, you're not good in this instance.
Like, what like, does that not- mean? Like, yeah. like he was, I understand that she is Tongan and like wants to like go to her roots and like create wealth in that. That's awesome. But like, what does it mean to be like, I was so weak.
Yeah.
I was so weak. I went for someone who was Hawaiian. It's like, that's not an
and she didn't even
anything.
Say that.
What did
she,
he
even
do?
If she had said that, right. that would have been like, he disappointed me because he's from Hawaii.
Like, she's what? Like, doesn't make any, that doesn't mean anything. Like, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. Like, she's.
He dropped those receipts on her though. Sunday night. I, boom. Boom.
What Kix?
I'm speechless. I just am speechless when it comes to her, Jen Shaw, because it's, she is a full mess. And it's the same thing to me. Her tagline is the same thing that I felt about Ramona's tagline of last
the
season.
The Shamazing.
They're getting, they're trying to get ahead of the story. So like I remember, Ramona's tagline was like, I may say what I think, but whatever. Something about how she's not racist, but she says.
Someone needs to make yes. a supercut of Ramona turning around being like, there's a reason black people should be on the show.
Please, please.
Someone with video editing capabilities, please make it because that's what
minute.
The tagline should
and
have
then,
been.
We lost
as she's, turning around saying it, Lisa's like, and that's why I said Garcelle should talk about race on the show.
Right, we need to like make a supercut of everyone's real taglines, what they really should be.
Right.
Can because you insert Jen Shaw saying, he's from Hawaii? Like, y'all make everything about race.
Although what I will say about Jen though, I did think it was really, really fucked up that like there was this whole charity event that was like that was all about raising awareness for orphans. And like for her to know that like her really good friend Lisa like was like knows about her family's experiences with foster homes and to not have her be a part of that, like that's really fucked up. And that's really hurtful. And she comes across really calculated in that. And I think that that's not a good look for her.
This whole season, she's coming across incredibly calculated. And it's like, it's bound to hurt someone. And it started with Jen Shaw and it's going to continue.
Well, that part was hurtful because the day before, didn't you just say, you know, I think it's not nice that Whitney is, you know, giving him stuff. I invited Whitney to the adoption. Like
so bizarre.
That to me, if I was Jen, would have been a reason to go off. Like you just had me riled up.
Yeah.
Talking no about reason. Whitney. Yeah. For no reason. And what did Heather say? Well, I think babe, she says, babe, I think he paid her, babe. I think he paid her like for the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That,
I mean,
it's
I'm having fun. I, despite Bradley and Tom and the most of the country, I am having fun this season.
I'm not having fun. I just like, it's just like, okay. Like if there was no arrest, what would we be doing here today? You know,
I'm awaiting the arrest. I'm awaiting the arrest.
Which is the next 2 weeks. I think it happens. Yeah. Supposedly this next episode is an hour and a half long. So I think we get the last 15 minutes is probably going to be arrest related. And then apparently the next episode is like the episode where like they're in Vail. They're trying to like unpack like what's going on like while they're on this vacation. I mean,
But Jen's there.
No, she's not.
John said that on your podcast.
Yeah,
and
is.
I was like, oh, what?
Wait, he did?
Yes,
he said that. Andy said the next episode after this episode is good. When John
said
that,
Jen is in Vail because remember, like, or is the "I love you, baby" by?
No. That's in a warm. No, but that's in a warm climate because they're all in like sundresses and stuff. They're going to Vail. There's no snow. Like that shot, they're all like in like.
It looks cold.
No, go watch it back. I promise you, they're in like dresses and like strappy tops and stuff. Mm. Like they're not in. What? Maybe it's summer in Salt Lake City, but it's certainly not Vail.
Vail.
I really don't think.
I mean, Salt Lake City is kind of high up there, but anyways, but I don't know. I thought that scene was going to be in the next couple episodes, but I'm wrong.
I want.
Well, I don't know that I'm right. I don't think that's Vail.
Well, you know, go to Twitter, gay Twitter or black Twitter. They will tell you the timeline. Like, this is when it was filmed. This is when. But with Mary, I want to say sometimes I feel bad for her because, like, I heard people saying, you know, oh, Mary and her mother were fighting over the grandfather. But Mary was married before.
She was?
I think she was married. And her grandmother, you know how she said last season, it was my grandmother's will for me to marry him. And people were thinking like his actual will, but I know growing up in a black church, they always say, if it's the Lord's will or if it's my will. So she was saying her grandmother wanted, basically she was like the favorite grandchild and the grandmother was very close to her and the grandmother wanted her to keep the money in the family. She didn't want it to go to her mother. So the grandmother dies, Mary is married and basically her husband
had to give
permission for her to get like there had to be a real reason for her to get divorced. So it was like she won't perform, like basically the man was coerced into saying she won't perform oral sex on me, and that was a reason they could get divorced. So they got divorced and then Mary married him. He came to the family and said, listen, God told me to do something, never told them what. So I need you to pray that God would give the answer. And some family came back and said, God said yes. And Mary's mom knew and came back and said, no, what was it that God told you? Because she knew that her mother wanted
her daughter. Is God like chatting, texting with them? I'm confused. All of them. I feel like God isn't
he played the whole, if I came to you guys and said, I'm thinking about, I don't know, sending my son somewhere and I'm really not sure and I'm praying. So if you could like pray, manifest, believe is one thing, but for me to come to you and say, God told me to do something and I'm not sure. So just pray about what am I praying about though? And that's what he did. And so the family came to him like, yes, you should do it. And Mary's mother was like, wait a minute. I know what you're trying to do. Cause this she wanted like to marry him.
Well,
and that's why I feel Mary got it's. I feel bad for Mary. Cause Mary was literally, Mary used to date like, remember when she said she used to indulge, like, and Mary used to date like big money drug dealers and stuff before all of this.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I say you have just dropped a lot of things here for us, Taria.
I'm gonna say,
I'm just gonna say if there is a God, I hope the God saw into the future and said, yes, Mary should marry her grandpa for a reality show that would be made in 2020.
Do y'all wonder why Mary said yeah? And I'm only asked because you know how you say, I've heard people say that in every housewife, no matter how nice they are, there has to be a little bit of like narcissism or something. She's a pastor. She has the insurance money, right? Why would you want to be on a TV show that even if she's not running a cult, that could just expose things about your life when you know your husband doesn't want to, when you have money, you have all the purses. What is it that would make you want to be on a reality show when she already doesn't really share a lot?
Well, I think she's deeply a narcissist.
That's what, okay. Yeah.
And then in addition to that, I do think that she's a little bit of a lily pad example where she's like very unhappy in a marriage. And she's like, if this can be a way for me to talk about things, like I could see her being someone who doesn't go to therapy because like she's supposed to be a leader for a church. Like pastors don't have problem like that. I'm positive that's like a mindset in a lot of leaders in religion. And then
I agree.
So I think that there's a lot of levels to it, but narcissism I think is a big part. And I do think that she's revealing so much about how she hates her husband. Like I just don't like him. Like we were arranged and I just hate him.
Yep. She was married before. She probably was getting that B before. Now she's not. She's getting that B, the Bible.
Well, on that note, Taria, I think that feels like a great button for this episode. Oh no, the button is now the sirens that are going by my apartment.
I miss New York.
Oh my God.
I
have not been in 2 years.
Is it your home they're coming to?
You'd think.
Right.
What is that?
That makes me miss New York so much.
You always say that. And
I haven't been in 2 years.
I will never, no matter how long I'm away from the city one day, I'll never hear a siren and be like, I miss New York.
I missed you.
Yeah, right. Well, before we let you guys go, does anyone else have any final takes on Bravo? Bradley, you have anything you feel like we didn't chat about today?
I think Bravo should. I don't know. I just think that Beverly Hills was pretty entertaining this year. Potomac was great, and I hope Salt Lake
picks it
better.
Up. Gets better. I love it.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Like Lisa Rinna, touch it up.
Yeah. Taria, anything else?
I wanted to ask Bradley something. If he's an actor, he's going to be starring in a show. He's already on a really good show. And my kids were kind of in that. And so what I remember, well, not kind of, they used to audition, and when they would get paid, they would get a check. There was no direct deposit. I don't know how it works on a series because they've never been
booked for a series.
So I want to know if Housewives is treated like actors, if they're in SAG, would Erica have been getting a check to give to Tom, or would she have been getting direct deposit? Because some people are saying she's lying about handing Tom a check because there's direct deposit. But when my kids were acting, there was no direct deposit. So I don't know how that, if now there's an option for it.
Yeah, I imagine she probably was getting a physical check. I don't know if she was getting it herself because she came on the show as an entertainer. So she probably has some type of representation that
and they check. Yep, that's what's
getting a check.
Do you think that they, do you think that they get royalties on these things?
No, probably not.
No, I think Bravo probably contractually gets royalties from like us rewatching it on Hulu, but I don't think the individual.
You don't think when they do marathons? I mean, they air this constantly on Bravo, but because isn't syndication after you hit 100 episodes? Is when you start making money on syndication. I think that's what happens. Is my understanding is like you start making royalties after 100 episodes have aired. Like that's when things officially enter into syndication, where like you'll make money off. Like for instance, like a network television show when they hit 100 episodes and they start airing episodes like on like TNT like at nighttime. Yeah. There's like Modern Family episodes, for instance, right?
Like yeah, they get money.
That's when you make money is when those things start coming in.
I imagine it's a little bit different from a reality TV versus a scripted situation. Mm-hmm. Like just based on like a contract. I don't know at all. No fucking idea. But I imagine that they don't get royalties from it because of something that's in their contract.
That could be, I guess that would be expensive for Bravo.
Yeah. Also, it has to like royalties. It would be your contract continues.
Yes.
Post.
Yep.
Post filming, which I imagine there's doesn't just based on like trying to communicate with housewives on the pod and stuff, they have like certain contracts where they can't really come on while they're filming or while the show's airing.
And they have an option to renew. My daughter did a commercial and I was loving it. They kept renewing it every so often. Then after a year, they were like, well, we're done. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So, and it was always, but I wondered that when Erica said it, because people like really were saying the direct deposit. And I was like, wait, my kids always got a check, which is why people don't understand when you do an acting job. You don't get paid next week. It could take like 30 days.
It takes
days.
A minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes forever. When you're doing something on camera, it takes forever to get paid. It takes like months. You're like, honey, I need this money.
Yeah. Like,
I need that now. Yeah. Not in a couple months.
My money and I need it now.
Yeah. I don't know why I wondered that. I just wondered that.
Well, thank you so much for asking Bradley about business operations for your children.
All roads lead to Bravo.
No, I know. But thank you guys again for coming on. I know this putting this together was a bit last minute, but we really love you both. And Bradley, let everyone know where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at BradGibson13 and on Twitter, I think it's BradGibson91. I don't know.
You got someone running that one for you?
I don't know Twitter, but follow me on there, I guess.
And then Taria.
You can find me, WeGo Podcast, WEIGO on Instagram. What else is going on? Podcast on Twitter, TSFAISON. And I am Bradley's new social media manager for Twitter. Okay, there
you go. No, do not hire Tyria because she's going to get you in a mess. And then you're going to up one morning and actually, you're like, wait, why did I like this tweet?
Bradley, you would be, trust me, I'm good. I get the conversation started.
Okay.
And you can follow me at the Tom Hamlet. You can follow Kix
at Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X.
Yep. And then the podcast at Dumpster Dive Pod. And then for our Sunday episodes, we are entering into another throwback series. We had so much fun during Halloween doing those. We have one more fall Halloween. One second, Kix.
Sorry.
We have one more like fall Halloween one, which is they do a Halloween trip to the Berkshires. So we are covering that this Sunday. So that's Roni, season 11, episodes 5-7. It's mostly episode 6 that we'll be chatting about. So watch that and then you can listen along. And then after that, we're jumping into all Christmas episodes. Take it away, Kix. So we're going to post a schedule of all of the holiday episodes we've picked to cover. Please watch them. We're having a blast talking about them. We have some OC, some New Jersey, and then a lot of Roni that we're going to be chatting about. So do that. And everyone say bye to the listeners. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.